Charlottesville, Virginia, continues to grieve and as part of that has now shrouded two statues of Confederate leaders with black tarp. City officials covered the monuments to Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson yesterday as a memorial to Heather Heyer, the young woman killed after that violent white supremacist rally last week. The decision to shroud was made at a tense meeting of the city council on Monday. Mayor Michael Signor was shouted down by protesters, some of whom climbed on his table to unfurl a banner reading, "Blood on Your Hands."
Okay, and all right, so we're gonna suspend the meeting.
Well, a community recovery town hall was planned by the city and the Department of Justice for today. It's been postponed until Sunday. Officials say to find a better space. Let's bring in Sandy Hausman, Charlottesville Bureau Chief for WVTF and Radio IQ. Sandy, how are people responding to shrouding the statues?
Well, I think there's a very mixed response, as you would expect. One woman said that she was of two minds. First of all, she thought this was covering up the problems, the racial history of this area, rather than dealing with it. On the other hand, after what had happened here on August 12th, she thought something needed to be done. Another man complained that, of course, these statues are part of Southern history, and this was his heritage, so he did not want to see them covered. And a third man said he loved Southern history, but frankly thought they didn't belong, the statues didn't belong in public places, that they ought to be in a museum.
Well, so tons of opinions there. And a legal question about these statues. A state law there prevents local governments from removing damaging or defacing war monuments. That might not apply to statues like these, which were put up before that law, which was just, in the last couple decades. But we should say we're not put up during the Civil War. We're put up much later. The rally, the supremacist rally, was sparked by a city council vote to take down the Lee statue. But there was a legal challenge. A judge issued an injunction preventing the city from removing the statue. You spoke with Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy as the tarps were going up. Here's what he told you.
Well, I believe they need to be placed in either a museum or somewhere in which they can receive the proper context. I personally don't believe that they should be revered in our public spaces in the middle of our downtown.
So what's going to happen to these statues?
Well, the mayor had asked our governor to convene a special session of the legislature to essentially consider changing the law because these statues had become lightning rods for trouble. The governor, being a savvy political man, decided that he would wait and see what the court has to say. And I'm not sure when this court is going to decide, but we've not yet heard legal arguments, so it will be a while.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we hear you say that people are saying, and we heard the President Trump saying, these statues are, a part of our history. But they were not put up, during the Civil War. They were put up, we're told, many of the Confederate statues across the country were put up sort of as a raspberry to civil rights. How do African Americans there view these statues?
They went up during the Jim Crow era,
right,
by and large. So people at that time, I think, viewed them as intimidating. I spoke with one older man. I think he said he was 73 and had lived in Charlottesville most of his life. And as far as he was concerned, these statues were just part of the landscape. And he thought it was crazy that someone should have died over a statue. Mm. His hope was that the city would simply get together and live peacefully.
Hmm. Well, there was an attempt to have the community recovery town hall for tonight, pushed off till Sunday, we understand, because officials thought it was inappropriate. It was originally scheduled in a school and inappropriate to have it maybe, where kids are. But
no, actually, it's the high school. And they said that the high school needed the space.
Oh,
and so they would
have
it on Sunday afternoon instead. But I almost wonder if there might have been a logistical consideration as well, because rather than have another Donnybrook like what they had Monday at City Council, they're bringing in some mediators from the Justice Department. So perhaps it was a scheduling issue as well.
To do what? I mean, and that, I had interpreted it that way. Not, they didn't want to have it where kids congregated. But to do what would the DOJ do?
I think they're going to serve as mediators. I think they're going to try to keep a lid on things because, obviously, Michael Signor has history now and people feel no compunction about yelling at him and climbing onto the dais. So perhaps having some federal officials here will lend a measure of calm to the discussions.
Well, today, Charlottesville officials held a long closed-door meeting. Tomorrow, the police department is holding an all-officers meeting. There are a lot of rumors flying around. So what's the latest on, city officials and how they're grappling with this?
Well, when that meeting was called, we were told it was to address an emergency personnel matter. And shortly before the meeting, the mayor had posted a defense of his own conduct before and during the troubles on August 12th. People blamed Signer for what happened, but he said, in fact, we have the type of government that vests a lot of power in the city manager. And in fact, our chief of police doesn't report to the mayor or the city council. He reports to the manager. And Mike Signer complained that the police did not even brief him before August 12th as to what security measures they had lined up. He was not allowed in the command center. He basically said, this is not my fault. And of course, that led to speculation that perhaps the city manager would be fired. Possibly the chief of police would step down since he was hired by the city manager.
Yeah. Well, we'll follow this story with Sandy Houseman, Charlottesville Bureau Chief for WVTF and Radio IQ. Terrific explanations. What's going on in Charlottesville? Thank you, Sandy.
You're very welcome.